Some people have the minhag, instead of writing the word God, G-O-D, they write it with a dash, G-dash-D. What is the status of this issue? What is it, what's it all about? Is it necessary to do this? So the source of such a practice would come from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Anud Chesam and Beis. The Gemara there, quoting Megillas Tanya, says that in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, they had a yontiv on Gimel Tishrei. What was the reason? That the Yevanim had been gozer not to mention Shem Shemayim in part of their effort to stamp out Judaism. And when the Chashmonaim took over, so they decreed that we should mention Shem Shemayim, and not only that, but every time they read a shtar, they should date it by mentioning Shem Shemayim. They'd write in the shtar, the date is such and such a year to the service of Yochanan Kohen Gadol Lekel Yon. So this way they'd get in the Shem Shemayim. But then they saw, the Chacham saw that people would use the shtar, they'd finish with the shtar, they'd throw it in the garbage. They had Shem Shemayim in a being treated disrespectfully. So the Chachamim were gozer not to write the Shem Shemayim in shtaros anymore. And this took hold. People stopped writing the Shem Shemayim. Rashi says it was considered a nes because it was already such a widespread custom. And therefore they declared a yontiv. So this would be a source for the idea that one shouldn't write the Shem Shemayim on documents that are not going to be treated with the appropriate kavod. It's not a problem to write the Shem Shemayim in and of itself. And certainly, if you're writing in a sefer or something which is going to be treated with kavod, there'd be no reason to avoid writing it out. But in a document that's not going to be treated properly, so that would be the source not to write the Shem Shemayim. However, it's not so clear that we can really draw a parallel from this Gemara. That's talking about Kel Yon. And here we're talking about the English word God. So is that really comparable at all? So we have to understand something about the Shemos Hashem. So the Rambam writes in Yisod HaTzor Perek Vav, quoting Shulchan Aruch, but with less detail, that there are seven Shemos Hashem which you're not allowed to erase. It's based on Apostolic and Parashas Re'eh, Lo Sasun Kei LaHashem Elokeichem. We're supposed to stamp out the name of Avodah Zarah, and you can't do that for Hashem Hashem. So you're not allowed to erase the seven Shemos Hashem. But when it comes to Kinuyim, Rachum, Chanun, etc., words that are used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not only for that purpose, so then there is no Isser, there's no Lav of Mechika, of erasing the Shem Hashem. Kel, like Kel Yon in the Gemara, is the one of the Shemos She'enom Nimchakim. That's one of the seven names you can't erase. What is the status of an English word or some other language that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Rambam says elsewhere explicitly, at the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin, that has the status of a Kinui. So therefore, the Isra of Mechika does not apply. So maybe we cannot draw a parallel. At the same time, with regard to some dinim, Kinuyim are considered like Shemos Hashem. So for example, when it comes to Shavua B'Shem Hashem, when it comes to the Isra of Mekal B'Shem Hashem, so even a Kinui counts as a Shem Hashem. What exactly is the status of the Kinuyim? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sim Pehei, Sivkan Yud, that basically a Kinui doesn't have inherent Kedusha. And so too he writes, and the word God, let's say, or in a different language, doesn't have inherent Kedusha. But because it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be treated with kavod. You can't say the word God in a bathroom. It has to be treated with kavod, even though there's no inherent Kedusha. So therefore, for halachas that are based on inherent Kedusha, like the Isra of Mechika, of erasing, so that wouldn't apply to a kinuah, it wouldn't apply to the word God. On the other hand, when it comes to treating with kavod, so then it would apply. So maybe, in fact, there is a reason to avoid writing the word God on a document that will not be treated with proper respect. And the Achi Ezer mentioned such a possibility, and he says it should be done l'chadchila, but even though it's not mikra adin. However, in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, quotes from Salvechik, that he thought that there was absolutely no reason to write G-D. He said the reason is as follows, that G-O-D, there's no inherent Kedusha. It's just symbols that refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be true with kavod. G-D is also symbols that refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no difference. What's the inherent difference between G-O-D and G-D? So anyway, you have to treat with kavod. You don't gain anything whatsoever. So he thought there was absolutely no reason to do so. Certainly, again, should be treated with kavod. Have a wonderful day. And for anyone who's able to...